Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Okay, so you think our politics are bad? That we're broken as a country? That we're divided?
We're not great.
In Serbia, look at their Congress.
Well, Serbia's had some issues for a while.
They're throwing smoke bombs
in
Congress.
Oh, my God.
They're throwing them at each other. Smoke bombs.
Yeah, we're not that bad yet.
Well, like in other, there's some other countries, Philippines, where they just have all-out brawls.
Yeah.
That's
no, we're
awesome.
Not there
Why?
Yet.
We don't get to do that.
We're not there yet, but I think within 10
Schiff
years.
Schiff and Schumer and Pelosi, they're too old for that.
They're too old, yeah. Well, it's the younger people that will scrap.
Yeah.
Like, do you think Marjorie Taylor
Greene. I'm going to take Hegseth against Pelosi right now.
He's not a member of Congress. Do you think Marjorie Taylor Greene is ever going to pull somebody's hair at any point?
Yes.
And, like, try to slap
him from behind.
Yes. I can see her fighting dirty
AOC
in a fair.
Going down.
Oh, yeah, they could fight. But, like, I, like, went to school with people like Marjorie Taylor Greene. I was, you know, Fort Bend County. I could see, like, I've seen people like that at a fair get a little bit.
Lippy?
Get a little saucy.
Yeah.
And then start trying to get in a slap fight against another girl that they've been, you know, that they've hated forever. It all comes out. I've seen that before. I grew up in Rosenberg, so.
Yeah.
I like to say Richmond. It keeps it a little, Richmond, Rosenberg, yeah.
So
we have people like her.
Dell's having one of the breakfast sandwiches right now. It's pretty good.
It smells good.
You can't even hear him.
I'm starving right now.
I know, but here's the problem. Dell let you order a breakfast sandwich.
And I responded with, he's a grown man. I don't know what he ordered.
You can't let him do that.
I can't keep him from ordering.
No, because he's going to.
I'm about to go out and get, look, brown bag's already back there.
They are?
Yeah.
If you ordered food, you can't go.
I didn't order food.
Oh, what did you order?
Just you didn't
soda?
Order?
No.
You just got a Diet Coke?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you. Because
I said I'm having that.
You should have got a Carbock. But, okay, whatever.
It's 9 right
you.
Now.
You
it's
do you.
9 right
Breakfast
now.
Beers.
Everyone's not following your mode.
It's Mardi Gras.
That's fine.
Okay, Jason is. Gilbert is.
Yeah, he's wearing a hat.
I know. He's got a goofy hat on.
He's
I know,
got
like,
a hat.
I love that.
Hey,
did you see this, though?
What?
Did you see what the SEC did? Women's basketball, they flipped a coin to see who won the league?
Yeah, I did see that. I don't think that's a great way to do it.
I don't think it's a great way.
Go ahead, have free throw shooting cut. Anything other than a coin flip.
Flip a coin. I mean, Texas loses out on a conference title, regular season conference title, because of a coin flip. I mean, I don't know. I don't care, I mean, per se. But I don't. I'm not.
Yeah,
sure.
It's stupid. But I don't like. I'm not losing sleep over.
No, I didn't lose any sleep. But I just wanted to get some women's basketball talking.
They didn't lose.
No, out. Good job. Got the women's talking.
Now they didn't lose out on a conference title. They lost out on the number one seed in the tournament.
Yeah, right. It's not over yet.
So they both.
Well, they got a coach.
Well, they both get the regular season title, but South Carolina gets the number one seed.
Yeah. Well, and it doesn't matter because you're the number two seed.
Yeah.
Right?
Doesn't really matter.
You just won't be able to wear white on the championship game.
Yeah, if you happen to meet South Carolina.
Right. Yeah, that's the only thing. You won't be able to wear white.
I'm sure the second-to-last team who made the tournament in the women's SEC is probably not great, and Texas will handle them pretty easily, yeah.
You would think.
I would imagine, yes.
Either that or you get a bye up until.
Yeah, whatever it is. Right. I'm not sure how they format.
I think two gets a bye, too, so you're going to be okay. You're going to be all right.
But they made it a made-for-TV event. Sankey was on television and flipped a coin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think it was on SEC Network. They're like, hey.
Everything's so self-important.
Let's turn this into something. And he stood on TV and
flipped
the coin.
Let's turn this into something.
Yeah, they had a Longhorn side of the coin.
I mean.
And a Gamecock side of the
coin. My league does schedule release things that last 4 hours. So.
Yeah. Well, my thing that bothers me the most is, like, red carpet for the ESPYs or red carpet for the baseball All-Star game. I mean, really?
You want to talk about
just show up and put your uniform
putting
on.
Putting your mouth on yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Lord.
Wow.
Good Lord.
You're talking about me?
Red carpet for the ESPYs. Here's a celebration of us.
Yeah.
Well, so we're going to celebrate us.
It's no different.
We do the NFL honors.
Yeah.
You know, we do the same thing.
It's the same thing. John was at the Oscars. They're celebrating themselves. The NFL is doing. I guess
But that's where the red carpet started.
It's true. But let's not move past so quickly.
Those people are important. All stars? Not important.
Let's not move past.
Yeah, anybody can be an all star.
Yeah.
Will Harris was an all star.
Let's not move past what he said. Are you taking out a rib to do that? What you said?
Taking out a rib. What are you talking about?
Putting your mouth on
it? Oh, you went too far with it.
I did. Yeah. You said it.
You went way too far.
Okay.
Oh, all right. That's,
are you removing?
This show, keep it a little clean.
Are you removing two ribs?
Let's keep it a little clean.
Wildcat is the home of Christianity, and here you two are.
It is?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Tim, the owner, Elmer, very religious. Tim goes to prisons to talk to guys about
coming
transforming their lives.
Work release program?
He really does.
To pick up
parts? No. He actually goes to prison every year for a weekend,
Well, he's more committed than I am. I'm not doing that.
No.
And you think you should be referencing?
Well, a lot of people are better than you are.
For what? For who? You're right. I'm not trying to be
who,
number
for
one.
What? Right.
I'm not trying to be number one. I'm not trying to be in the top 10. I'm just trying to
just get there.
Yeah, I just want to be left alone mostly.
That's
I'm a lot like Dell in some ways. I actually do like to be left alone. I was talking to Mark Ross, who is, you know, personnel director with the Giants. He's on NFL Network now. We have a lot in common. He loves good restaurants. You know, goes and searches them out when he's on the road. Makes a lot of cocktails at home. He's basically a little mixologist at home for he and his wife. Loves good movies and shows. We have a lot of things in common. And then we were talking about, I said, you know, I don't go out much here in Indianapolis. Everyone goes to this prime steakhouse where they take all the tables out. Somebody leaves, they take another table out, another table. And then it's just like a big club,
Yeah. Basically,
with a bunch of dudes and some women. And everyone's, you going to prime? I went there once. I'm just like, I don't care. A, I have radio in the morning, and B, I just don't care. Like, I just don't – it doesn't matter to me. And so we were talking, and he said – I said, yeah, I don't go out much. He goes, yeah, me either. In fact, I don't even ask people to go out to dinner. I just like to sit there and be by myself, and, like, I'll watch something on – I said, that's what I do. I post up – I got this little thing on the back of my phone just so I can watch shows like that.
Well,
put my headphones
that.
In
I
and
want
eat.
That. Where'd you get that? I love that
Amazon.
Thing. I need that because on a plane.
It's a case.
I need that
exactly.
On a plane. Yeah.
Exactly. That's why I did it. I got tired of trying
to stand
balance
up
it against.
It's on Amazon.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get there.
I'll tell you which
all right,
one.
So
it is.
So I'm gonna be out of the show now for the next 10 minutes or so. Ordering
on Amazon, thing. But yeah, no, I just like.
See,
to, I'm not trying to be a good person.
You know, it's funny.
I just want to be an average person.
It's funny too. I think of you. I'm a little more like Dell. I think in that as soon as the show is over, when I'm at home. Or even when I go home when I'm here, I make a sandwich. I don't go out to. You like to go to play. Oh, the Thursdays you got this prime rib or you got this pastrami sandwich over here, and I don't care about that. I go home and I eat a sandwich, and then I take a nap and I go out. Right? I don't. I'm
That's
not
like
I'm
Del.
Not like, yeah, it is. Del will eat at home a lot.
Yeah, but he didn't go out. He eats at home and stays at home.
Yeah. Well, right, but I mean, I don't like to go out.
I don't like to go out to eat.
I like to go out for dinner.
Yeah, but
no, it sucks up your money.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
And it's not great from a calorie standpoint. That's why I'm losing weight. Is I'm not going out anymore to eat. Like I was just, I'll just grab that for lunch. Grab this for dinner. It's funny when you eat, like when you can
go out to restaurants and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, when you or Roostar. I love Roostar. I'd have it every day if I could. But it's funny if
Might
you have a sandwich,
away.
Yeah, if you have a sandwich and like, it's kind of self-contained or you have these factory meals that I eat. Yeah, you're locked in, you're set up.
That's it. Chris, what's up, baby? We are live at Wildcat Golf Club. HRP's in the house. What is, Todd's here. Our friend Todd is here with his red shirt on. He's going Tiger Woods today or... Is that a Make America Great shirt?
That's a
Make
red. America that's a. Again. That's not a dark red.
That's not no.
Tiger's red
you think
is a little
different. You think he's going tiger?
No.
No.
Tiger's darker red.
Well, Tiger, no, he goes light red too. It's any red. He wears red on Sunday.
Is it any red?
Any red.
I just felt it was more of a blood red.
Sweetheart, how are you? And we are going to be here all day long. All of our shows are going to be here. And Del, as soon as he's done, we're drinking and we're playing golf. Right, Del? At noon? As soon as noon hits, we're playing.
As soon as noon hits, I'm going home. I gotta catch up on my Dynasty, not the TV show, CFB 25, PlayStation 5. I'm not doing any of the things you want me to do. I'm gonna do all the
You're not drinking and playing golf.
I'm going to do all the opposite things of what you want me to do. There's probably going to be a nap involved, too, at some
you
point.
You think there's a nap?
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, I'm going to do the show from 10 to 12. Sean Mapes is going to join me out here. He also will be out here with Paul. We know the Paul Gallant show is back. It's not just Joe and Paul. And then, of course, Killer Bees. You'll be back in time to heckle Jeremy and bother Joel.
I am going to be here to heckle Jeremy and not Joel. I don't heckle Joel. I'm a little scared of him. That's all. I Jeremy, not scared at all.
Is it because he's volatile?
Not because of that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you sure? You said you're a little scared. I'm assuming it's because there's a reason. Maybe. Is it because Joel's a little volatile? Is that why you're a little scared?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, that's not it at all.
We just know a confrontation could be coming.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't like confrontation John either.
Neither do I.
Because John can be a little volatile. Yeah, especially when he's in this mode right here. This mode will not be a good mode for anybody.
Coors Light mode?
Well, him arm wrestling Gil's brother, Gil's making the motion arm wrestling. That's just John being jovial.
John was sauced up for that, too.
There's a different version of John when he wants to be confrontational. Don't try him. I've seen it. It's rare, for me at least, but I've seen it.
All right, that was a big dude. I took on the biggest dude in the house, and I said, let's go.
It's not prison.
No, it was just arm wrestling at the conservatory.
It was that night for me. Okay.
And he didn't even know he was going to arm wrestle. And he started laughing in the middle of it. He couldn't stop laughing. And you are in the middle of wrestling.
Well, he's trying to take me down, though.
He's cracking
up.
And
he couldn't. Guess what? He couldn't. Okay.
Like, go to your thing so I can get my brown bag.
All right. I am right now going to talk about my peeps. I'm talking about Robin. She, you know what I love about Robin? She's probably coming here with a bunch of alcohol. She comes with bottles out here, and she sets up, and she got a wheel of fortune out there. And if you hit the bottle, you get to pick the bottle that you – I mean, that's the kind of – I mean, is there a nicer person that brings alcohol to a place and says, here, you want some? I mean, there's no nicer person in the world than Robin, okay? So that's what I love about her. And that she brings out – she'll bring product out. She brought out here – the first time that I saw it, I was like, oh, my gosh, a chair that had the Astros colors on it. And I was like, how cool is this? If you're a Texan fan, if you're an A&M fan, if you're a Texas fan, get your patio furniture when you're out there tailgating. Get it your team's colors. And you know where you do that? At Houston Powder Coaters. But listen, save your patio furniture. Save your car parts. Save your boat parts. Save whatever it is that you have that's metal. You want to save it? There's one place to save it, and that's Houston Powder Coaters. Robin will tell you. You text her. Robin will tell you whether or not she can save it or you should buy new stuff. She's going to be honest with you. But if they can save it, trust me, the workmanship is second to none. Free pickup and delivery. Houston Powder Coaters is the best. You're looking for a great way to save whatever it is that you need saved metal. HoustonPowderCoaters.com, HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Wildcat Golf Club for ESPN Houston's Occasional Invitational.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance, look who's in the house. Billy Brown, okay?
There he is.
It is now officially a seven-hour round because... Because Billy's playing golf today.
Uh-huh.
Billy, you playing? Oh, yeah. I don't want to get behind
Real
that group.
Real good, he said.
I do not want to get behind that group.
Aqueduct Plumbing Company.
Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Making the brown go down. That's all. That's it. Love that. Let's go. But who's his biggest rival? Turds? What?
Gary Turds.
Yeah. I don't even remember. Something I said.
Gary Turds.
I couldn't even remember what I said.
Yeah. All right, so we are making, We are playing golf today.
Yes.
We're not making the Brown go down. That's what Billy does.
No. Okay. We're not even making good radio.
No, it's terrible radio. But
right.
But it's Mardi Gras.
Yeah, I don't think people care.
Yeah, they do.
I think they want good
Everyone
radio.
Everyone cares.
They want to talk mock drafts.
This is the last day everybody drinks. They care
no,
about
the last
this.
Day. Many people will drink tomorrow.
No, nobody
You
drinks.
Won't be you.
Everybody
many people
it
will
off.
Drink. And you even told
if
us you don't
not,
even.
Okay, if you want to go to hell, you can drink tomorrow.
You even said when you're sober, you don't like your friends anymore.
No, I don't see them. I don't like them. No. I don't want to be around them.
You don't like when.
They don't like
you're
me
sober
and I don't
and
like them.
People, yeah.
They don't like me. I don't like them.
So I did put out my my mock draft officially came out yesterday, and it was like some general disdain, nothing too bad, until the NFL puts it out. Once the NFL account puts it out, here come the mouth breathers.
Right.
Oh, I took a lot of crap. Most Texans fans are pretty – they're okay
Who'd
with
you
my
give
choice.
Them?
I had them trading up to with trader Monty Austin Ford again from Arizona. I think they're in win-now mode. I could see them saying, look, we're not waiting to 25. We need to go get a guy that makes an impact now. So I had them moving up to 16 and taking Kelvin Banks. So Kelvin Banks, left tackle, University of Texas. And if you say we need guard, a lot of people think he will end up playing guard. What I think you do is you plug him in right away to either left guard or right guard. He becomes a starter right away. He's got some pass protect. He's a pretty good run blocker, and he's got – obviously, pass protecting skill. Like, the best game I ever saw him play was as a freshman against Will Anderson. He shut Will Anderson down when Alabama came to Texas. Shut Will Anderson down. It was really impressive. That was only like his second or third game.
Second game
of his career.
Yeah.
I don't think he's gotten a lot better since then, but I think there's some technique stuff he can work on. There's some basketball stuff he can work on. But he would upgrade their offensive line. And then what he does is he gives you a chance to get away from Laramie Tunsil's contract or Titus Howard. So what you do is you draft him. You know, that's what Miami did with Laramie Tunsil. They played him at guard the first year, and then they moved him out to tackle his natural position. And I can see that happen with Kelvin Banks.
Do you trade Tunsil beforehand knowing that you'll have two first-round picks
and
be able to get a tackle?
No, what if you get screwed? Like, no, I don't think you can. I think you could trade him afterwards, or you could wait until.
Yeah, so you're not going to get your first round pick until next year.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But if you're in win-now mode.
I think, don't you?
I do.
I do too. I think they'll view it that way, and I think the owners want to get a new stadium. The best way to do that is have success. I think there's a lot of reasons to think you're in win-now mode. Texans fans, you've won the division twice in a row. Nick Caserio, this is like his fifth, sixth draft, I think. Fifth or sixth draft. I think it's his fifth draft. Owners want a new stadium. Can't do that going out, you know, you can't do that in the second round. You got to go a lot further to get people to want to put public money. And you may only be able to put 30% public money behind it anyway, but any public money when you're still paying on, you know, the dome still, and you still have, you know, the issues you have, is going to take winning at a much higher level. So I think that's a consideration in the background that maybe most people won't consider, but the owners probably are thinking about it. That's why they made a change at team president. And then, you know, you have a weak division. Like, you got
okay.
a chance to really
That's
clean
what I
up.
Wanted to ask
I,
you.
I think you're, I think
you
you're
got a
demo.
Weak division, but you're barely winning it the last couple of years.
Well, who got close last year? No one got close.
Well, you were close 2 years ago with Indianapolis.
Yeah, but you had just come off you were just terrible before then, though.
Yeah. Well, you got to fix your Anthony Richardson problem, but the Colts could absolutely make a run.
In theory, they could make a run. In theory, Jacksonville could make a run.
Yes.
Jacksonville's got talent, too.
Okay, what do you have the other team? Let's start with the Titans. What do you got them doing?
I had the Titans taking Abdul Carter.
You don't have them taking Cam Ward.
I did not have them taking Cam Ward, no. I've heard they like Cam Ward better than Shador. I don't know. They spent a lot of time with him on the combine floor when the guys from the Titans talking to Cam, just kind of getting a feel for him. They could. It really depends on – so in 2 years, your quarterback draft's going to be Arch Manning, DJ Lagway. Like, you got some real potential game changers coming up. You draft a quarterback this
year.
I'm
not sure Arch is a game changer yet.
I'm not sure either. We got to see. Right. But he will stay for two more years. Like, he's not just going to be one year as a starter and done. Because the Mannings, It's not about money. The Mannings wanted to be the best he can, and to be the best you can, Arch, both of those two guys were four-year players.
All three of them.
Yeah, they're
Eli,
all,
Archie, and Trent Payton.
Yeah, and they're all four-year players because they know that's the best way, because you're going to play a long time in the NFL. He comes from, you know, he's well off. I say he comes from money. I don't know what Coos Dad Cooper does, but.
Well, he's making money himself.
I'm sure. Yeah, he's making money himself. I found out what the number is. Yeah. I found out what the number is for backup quarterbacks in the Big 12. Do you know it's like $150,000 in a year? Look, imagine making $150,000 doing almost nothing.
Why did you have to be so old?
Born, yeah.
He could have been a backup.
So, guys asking Ballard what his son makes. And he gave me a number. He's a backup at Kansas behind Jalen Daniels. And I was like, oh, my God. He goes, yeah, didn't even ask for it. They just give it to you.
Really?
He said they just give it to
you.
So,
what are the Colts to do? What are they doing?
I don't know. They're tougher. They need help on. They need help at cornerback. They need help at safety. They need help on the offensive line. I mean, you're not going to get a new quarterback.
Who you got him taking?
I gave him Tyler Booker, the center from. I mean, the guard from Alabama, because he's tough.
He loves a tough guy.
Yeah, but he also loves traits, and he's got long arms. But his testing wasn't very good, so I don't know if that would affect. I don't know if Ballard would. I just know Ballard cannot get away from defensive linemen and offensive linemen. He just wants to bully you, and I just thought. The ability to put him with Quentin Nelson, two bullies together on the same offensive line, because if you run the ball well, you take pressure off Anthony Richardson.
Let me run a scenario by you.
Jacksonville, I gave Tet McMillan because I think my concept was Chase and Higgins, Brian Thomas, and Tet McMillan, because Tet's kind of the same type of players as Higgins.
They'll have a couple of really nice receivers there. Let me put this scenario by you. The Titans do what the Texans did. They take Cam Ward and they take Abdul Carter.
How do they do that?
By trade. How did the Texans get Stroud and Will Anderson?
They had to give up a lot. But they had two firsts. Remember that.
Yeah.
The Titans don't have two firsts.
No, but they got the first and the second, and they got a
first next
year.
You have to give up your first next year.
Yeah. And they got the 33rd player.
You have to give up your second this year and a first next year and maybe a third next year to do it. Oh, man, that's a lot.
It's a lot, but the Texans gave up a lot.
I don't know that Abdul – I mean, that's a lot. I know, but Will Anderson was a big culture changer. Will was known as a guy who will get the locker room right. I don't think that's Abdul Carter. So there's some – I think you're getting discounted versions of Will Anderson from a personality standpoint. Abdul Carter's really talented, but I don't know. I mean, it's interesting. If you had two firsts, I'd 100% – I would definitely consider if you had two firsts, but – not having two firsts makes it really expensive to do that. Really expensive. It's tough. Now, could they trade back into the first and get another player? Yeah. I can see the Titans doing that. It just depends on, so the Giants for sure went after Matthew Stafford, and they came up short. Now they're talking about Aaron Rodgers. They're trying to say – I saw Brian Daboll. God, he's lost a lot of weight. But I saw Daboll and Joe Shane. Oh, yeah. You could tell last year. Brian Daboll's probably dropped 60 pounds.
Really?
Easy. Oh, yeah. And those guys are trying to win games now because they're trying to save themselves.
Yeah.
That's fine as long as you don't screw your team in the future. Like, you can get Aaron Rodgers and still draft Cam Ward or Shador Sanders or Jackson Dart or I don't know, whoever you want. You can still do that without ruining it. Had you gotten Matt Stafford, you would have had to trade draft picks. So I don't know that that would have been a great idea. But anytime you're doing stuff just to make sure that you don't, like, you're trying not to get fired, that's always a little suspect.
Yes. No. I don't want – if I'm an owner, I don't want a general manager and coach making decisions based on their jobs. I want a long-term –
No, but there's a lot of GMs and coaches that are – you know, their jobs, Indianapolis, Steichen and Ballard's job is on the line this year. I think Ryan Pohl's job in Chicago could be on the line, although the new coach, you know, his would – Ben Johnson's job's not going to be on the line. I'd have to go through it, but obviously the Giants, their jobs are on the line. I was surprised they made it through last year, frankly. I was really surprised. Jacksonville made changes. Titans made changes, so – yeah, we're the only – it'd be the Colts. Texans should be fine. I can't imagine a scenario where D'Amico gets
but
in
you
trouble.
Got him trading up. That's interesting.
Yeah, because I think they need to win, and I don't think 25 makes a big enough impact. So I think to go find – I think they really want to get their offensive line room right. I don't think he talks about toughness and, you know, he everything he says is about attitude and toughness and mentality. And I just keep thinking, man, he's talking about the offensive line there.
All right, Billy, come here. Come here. We got to get Billy on the air. It's Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Let's actually do a spot where we actually talk about what Billy does as opposed to his crappy golf game or making the brown go down or stuff like that.
Now, I prepared my team that, you know, under these conditions that we're looking at about to win this thing maybe a plus five in a scramble.
So you better bring in a 51, okay, because that's the cheating that goes on here is incredible. And you'd have to cheat just to get even par. But par is your partner, but he still have to probably cheat to get that. So Billy, let's talk about Aqueduct Plumbing Company.
Sure.
And what we say a bunch of stuff about you.
Yes.
How inaccurate are we all the time?
Let's see. Very inaccurate. You're definitely inaccurate about my golf game.
Okay. All right. No, I want people to see that today.
Got my handicap down to about a 33.
The personal.
I've been playing a lot.
The personal slandering.
The personal slandering.
Over the top by him.
The arch nemesis that Lance made up.
Gary Turds.
Yeah, Gary Turds. You know, I'm
some of that.
It seems like there's potentially a little bit more latitude when it comes to my campaign than maybe some of the others. So.
Or have we lied? Have we lied once about the work you've done for us?
No, I mean
that's for real.
That's,
we take that seriously.
How sick of us are you? Hey, Billy, guess what?
The one thing I never want the listeners to know is that, you know, when you, John, always say how you never had a plumbing problem in your whole life, and then all of a sudden we came over and you had nothing but plumbing problems. Kind of. I didn't mean it that way. I think some of the people out there.
I never needed one until now. That's what I meant.
It's like, hey, you know, when my guy's in there fixing a toilet, I'm like, you know, loosen something up under the sink. We'll come back again next week.
No, that's what other plumbers do.
That is
not
true.
You guys.
That is what
not
other
how
plumbers
many trucks
do.
You got on the street?
About 14.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. When did you start this?
2007.
You did?
Yeah.
2007.
Yep.
And you were a plumber before?
I was.
You were a plumber?
I was.
And then here we go. And
let's
start the business.
Yep.
That's awesome, dude. That's awesome. What a success story, huh?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
It's great. It saved me. When you have a repiping job that needs to be done, it's like, it's a lot. It's very, very stressful. And you want somebody that, you want to know they're doing it the right way the first time, because I had to have them come out and correct something that wasn't done right the first time with a line that went out to the sewer, the city sewer line. And they cut it open and said, look, if we cut it open and a bunch of stuff flows out, then you're in good shape. If it doesn't, it means your line's bellied. And I was right there when they cut it open, nothing. I'm like, uh-oh. I go, that's all right. We'll get it fixed. It's not a problem.
And did it. And I've had issues as well, and they were right there for us. And it's not because you came along, okay? It's because I needed someone at the time, okay? That's different. So we love Billy. We love Aqueduct Plumbing Company. We love what they've done for us. And if you have any, I'd say this, 281-488-6238. Make sure you put that number in there, because when you need a plumber, you need them now.
That's right. And I'd just like to add that I play turd.
You what?
I play turd.
I play turd. Well, you beat turd every day.
I beat
Gary Turd.
That's right.
You beat Gary Turd every
free
day.
Estimates.
Free estimates every time. Gary Turd, not so much. Thanks, Billy. We
good luck today,
it.
Boys.
It's AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Wildcat Golf Club for ESPN Houston's Occasional Invitational.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We just got a couple segments left here, and then Dell takes over. And then Dell comes out playing golf, drinking beer with us. It's going to be a great day.
I'm not doing any of that.
Yep.
Dell and I were talking about the fact that How do you like that the Jets handed their entire organization 2 years ago over to Aaron Rodgers? And they're like, we'll do whatever it takes to get you, okay? I want some of my friends at wide receiver to come over. Good enough. That's fine. We still have Garrett Wilson. That's fine. You bring along Randall Cobb.
Alan Lazard.
We're good. That's fine. Okay. Then he had some – oh, I also want my play caller to come along as well. So he had that.
Who was awesome.
Well, he went to the Denver Broncos. Then he came back over, and he was terrible. What was his name?
Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah, Nathaniel Hackett. Then he had that weird interaction on the sideline after he threw a touchdown pass. Well, he tears his Achilles, can't do anything. Then he has all the off the field Robert Saleh stuff. Yeah, they try to
push him away.
And then he's on Pat McAfee every week saying whatever he wants to say. He may run as a vice presidential candidate. In the middle of the season, he's talking about this. No big deal. You got, you know, another podcast guy who's got to talk the whole year. You're trying to win games, and you're on podcasts all the time. Basically, McAfee's show. And now you look at it, and they end up getting rid of him. Joe Douglas, fired. Robert Saleh, fired. So the GM, the head coach, got fired. They're going to release Davante Adams today. You traded for Davante Adams because Aaron said he had to have Davante Adams. Like, you literally got the entire front office and head coaching staff whacked. You brought in Davante Adams. You had them do that. He ended up being a nothing for you. That was a disaster. I never thought the Aaron Rodgers stuff would end up as a disaster.
Well, how can you see that coming? I mean, he was a great quarterback.
He was.
And
after the Achilles,
it was exactly what they thought they needed. Well, four plays into his career,
you never know when you get old. That's the problem, though. You never know when a player gets old what's going to happen.
Yeah. Or the Achilles, you can't.
Yeah.
That could happen at any.
But that's what I'm saying. The body is going to – you got to be careful because when you get – I mean, he's 40s. Like, he was an old quarterback. That's old. We didn't used to have quarterbacks playing that long.
Yeah, we did.
Nah. You had Blanda.
DeBerg.
That's fair. When was DeBerg? DeBerg was in the early 80s. Blanda was in the 60s and 70s.
Right.
Well, can you name somebody within the last 40 years other than Brady? It was the only ones we've seen is Brady. Brady, and then
Drew Brees
got close to it, I think.
Yeah.
And Manning didn't quite make it there, I don't think. Maybe
he made 40.
Maybe he did. And those are the greatest outliers. And then you have, but Manning broke down. Like, Manning couldn't even throw at the end. It happened in 1 year. Remember that? He went from being – he never had a big arm.
Leading the league in interceptions.
Yeah, it was like overnight he sucked.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Tom Brady worked at his game and worked at his body unlike anyone we've ever seen. I don't think Aaron – he does ayahuasca.
No, he takes care of himself. You didn't see the doc. He takes care of himself.
Does he?
Yep. He cares about Aaron Rodgers.
Well, that's
surprisingly
why you mean Aaron Rodgers when he was producing a documentary about himself?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the problems, by the way.
Yeah.
He's got a
documentary about himself
that he sold. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, dude. Just play and try not to boss us around too bad.
Well,
he'll go to the Giants now.
The misconception of how egotistical he is, he wanted to change. So he made a documentary about himself.
To show how he didn't care that much about himself, yes.
Yeah. So
I mean, you did your job. You showed people that you're really just about the team and you're not egotistical. You know what I know? That documentary you produced.
Yeah. About yourself. Yeah.
You were the executive producer that sold it also.
Yeah.
So to Netflix.
So what you're saying is the Aaron Rodgers experiment was a failure. So nobody picks up Aaron Rodgers this year.
No, I mean, they do for the same reason.
But, again, I don't think, because of all those things that you said,
he didn't look good
I don't think
year,
Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to call the shots anywhere.
Will he be okay with that?
He's got to be.
Well, he's got to be, but he also doesn't have to play. And he may not be as good anymore. He wasn't very good last year in a lot of games.
No.
Remember the Texans game? He didn't look good. The second half, you know what? You know when he got good? When the Texans got mismatched Jalen Petrie on Davante Adams. All of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers was way better.
Yeah. Mismatch, that's their own doing. That was the game plan. So that I got a problem with.
Well,
and okay, again, you need another corner on this team.
If you don't travel corners.
You need another corner on this team.
Well, they're going to get another corner.
Oh, I thought Jalen Petrie is – we're good.
They are good.
He's our nickel.
No, he is. They're not changing that. They're getting corners. They're getting corners at backup corners. They got to get depth. They're not. Jalen Petrie's going nowhere. Jalen Petrie. They love Jalen.
Put him back at safety.
Nope.
Yeah.
They're not doing
that. I don't need him on the nickel.
Now, when Jimmy Ward's gone, which I don't know why they gave Jimmy Ward another contract, but when Jimmy Ward is gone, maybe that will change. Maybe that will change. I hope so. I mean, to me, Kamari Laster's the perfect nickel corner. Draft an outside guy, move Jalen Petrie to Jimmy Ward's spot. I feel like it should be a done deal, but, man, they're just kind of – I feel like they're hard-headed about it. Jalen Petrie – I mean, Kamari Laster was going to be the inside slot, was going to be the nickel, but then they were so – Okuda and Henderson were so bad that they're like, we got to play him outside. And then he played well outside. And they're like, okay, we'll keep him here.
Great outside.
Jalen will play nickel, and we're going to stick with
that. They're the best combination in football.
What do you mean?
Stingley and Lassiter were the best combination. Those two.
And Petrie.
Not Petrie. Too.
You got to say it, John.
He was out for how
Stingley,
long?
Petrie, and Lassiter. Say it.
I'm saying
say all of them.
The two.
First, Petrie couldn't tackle, and you hated him then. Now you hate him because he's not fast. God made him that the way. I thought God don't make junk.
God don't make mistakes.
Okay.
God don't make mistakes. He made him as a safety, and the Texans won't listen to God. Okay? All right?
He is a safety. He's got safety vibes. But this is everyone in the league is trying to put, you know, safeties. Because that's the college thing, right? Star position. Star position is basically a box safety. I'm like, excuse me. I get the idea that you don't want a team to be able to run at you. You want a guy who can match up against pass-catching tight ends. You don't want a team to run at you in 11 personnel, so you want to be tough. But, like, every once in a while, if your guy can't cover man-to-man and you don't travel your corners and you play a lot of man-to-man coverage, like, what are you going to do when Davante Adams is on Petrie? Every quarterback, Garrett Wilson. Garrett Wilson starts out here, and you roll him in motion into the slot like, uh-oh.
Then what?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like this. I know exactly what that play caller is trying to do.
Yep.
That's why you got to be a little unpredictable. Like, you have to match up. You have to mix and match your man and zone. You can't be predictable in your coverages.
Nope. All right, we got a break. We got news of the weird coming your way. Finishing up strong.
Noticias
on this
de los locos.
The day of my daughter's wedding right here at Wildcat Golf Club. Just a perfect place to come. Everybody's on their way right now, as a matter of fact. And it's going to be beautiful. Look at this. It's going to be beautiful out there. So let's go. Come on out to Wildcat. Don't be scared. We ain't worried about no rain. We got it going on here. Wildcat Golf Club. And thank you to all our sponsors. We're taking a break. News of the Weird coming your way next. Don't go anywhere.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Back. I want to, before we start, I just want to give one more shout out to all of our advertisers here at Wildcat Golf Club. Carbach Brewing Company, thank you. Brown Bag Deli, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, Houston Powder Coaters, Game Day Men's Health, giving away $3,000 worth of gifts today.
Wow.
Okay? And that's just some of it, what they're doing. So they're out here. Come and get better. There was a guy that had some pain in his foot. He had plantar fasciitis. They put the OmniWave on him, and he's like, oh, my God. It's like a totally different. So if you got any pain when you're on your way out here, you got any pain, they got the OmniWave right here to help you.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I got something in my head.
Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick GMC, HRP. Chris MF, what's going on? Access Vascular Health, Dream Rate Mortgage, Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Billy was just out here. We saw him. Beatbox Burritos, thank you. You guys are awesome, awesome, awesome. Love you guys. All right. So this is the GOP have a bill. They want to put Trump. They want Trump to replace Benjamin Franklin on the Hyundai. You guys up for it?
No.
What are you talking about?
No. We'll keep our same. We'll keep the same money the same.
You don't want.
What are we doing?
Well,
quit trying to change all this stuff on
me. Well, they're trying to.
Just do your job.
I think the Mount Rushmore, they're making Trump, they're putting Trump instead of Teddy Roosevelt.
Is that what they're doing? They're going to tear down Teddy's face?
Either that or Abraham Lincoln. I don't know. One of the two. Okay? So I'm pretty sure that's going to happen. Scientists are aiming to bring back the woolly mammoth, and they're making They're creating woolly mice. Do you want the woolly mammoth to come back?
Not really.
Really?
Not so much.
How about woolly mice? Do you want some?
No. What's the purpose of the woolly mammoth today? What's it going to do? Is it going to be something we ride? What do we need it for?
Never watched Star Wars, apparently. Okay.
Mammoth meat?
Yeah. Oh.
It could be a meat source.
So we're going to get off of cows and chickens and pigs and go to mammoth meat?
Can you imagine a mammoth burger? You guys are against it. Okay.
Yes.
You guys are against everything.
Remember Fred Flintstone, that big bone that he had? That was a woolly mammoth, probably.
That's a brontosaurus.
Oh, that's right.
A man has been charged for the second time with attempting sex act with a Metrolink seat. Have you ever tried, have you ever thought about a Metrolink seat and thought, man, I'd like to get me some?
Nope, but I haven't met one yet, so we'll have to see. Yeah.
It's a Subway seat.
Well,
nope.
Let me get to know her.
Huh?
Let me get to know her. I don't know.
Well, it's a seat. It's not
them.
A her.
Well,
it's them. Let me get to know them.
Well, she better identify as a woman.
Well, I don't think the seat identifies as any.
Dell Straight, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
So he's going to need his seat to be
doesn't
identified
matter if it's
as a
woman or a Metrolink seat.
He's straight.
She better
that's
identify.
That's his orientation.
That's
yes.
You're straight,
yes.
Okay? You want a straight Metrolink seat.
Yeah, yeah.
No, specifically a female Metrolink seat.
I got you.
Yes.
I got you. An Australian whose blood saved 2.4 million babies.
Take my blood
his
here.
His blood saved 2.4 million babies.
Saving babies?
How did it do that?
How so?
John?
What's the weird part?
His plasma saved the lives of more than 2 million babies.
Oh, they just replicated his plasma?
One of the world's most prolific blood donors. Apparently, they couldn't save himself. He's dead.
Okay, there's the news of
all
the
that blood.
Yeah.
Did he die?
He gave
if you
up,
tell
he
me
gave
he bled out,
blood.
Then that's news of the weird.
Well, no. All right.
That's generally how his stories go.
I know. That's not really
apparently
weird.
Apparently,
he probably died
he
of natural
He had pledged
causes.
To become a donor after receiving transfusions while undergoing a major chest surgery when he was 14. He started donating blood when he was 18 years old, and he saved, apparently, 2 million babies.
That's great.
Have you guys done anything like that? No.
No. No. No. I'm so against babies. I think I proved that.
You want to take the blood back.
No, I don't want them dead now that they're born, but I wouldn't want to produce one.
You don't want to save babies.
No, I want to save babies. Yeah, I just don't want to produce any. That's all.
All right. You're against babies so bad that you wish this guy, you wish he would have died sooner.
I'm in favor of them when they're born. I'm just not looking to produce any. That's all. That's all. That's my stance. That's
just
all.
Not for me.
Apple is trying to fix a dictation glitch that suggests replacing the word
duck.
Racist with Trump.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say ducking.
No.
It's not ducking, you idiot. You know what I'm saying.
I wish they would do that. I wish they would stop doing that, okay? I wish that ducking would stop.
You guys need to clean up your text.
Yeah.
True.
Apparently, a man was arrested for selling a woman patient CCTV videos. Well, this happened over and over again. They go into the doctor's office and they had to get nude.
Oh,
he sells the videos
of women or female patients.
Yes.
Oh, that's
female
prison.
Patient.
That's prison time.
7 people have been arrested so
that's
far.
That's prison time.
Yeah, that is prison time. Nicely done, sir. I mean, hey, listen. What kind of perv do you got to be to buy a video of a woman undressing at a doctor's office?
What kind of perv do you have to be to market it and sell it?
I mean,
as a doctor.
That's right. I mean, there's a lot of perks
going
on.
Yeah.
That, none of it is good. None of it
no.
is good.
Every time you talk about a doctor's office, like, oh, boy.
Okay.
Something bad's about to happen.
Yep. All right, we're done. Mapes is coming out here.
I believe so.
He's coming out here?
I believe so.
AJ's got to work more?
He works from 7 to 12, and then Brian will work from 12 to 6.
Oh, my
God. I think that's how it's
AJ, going. Get a raise, okay? You're carrying the show today, AJ. Carrying the show, okay? Dell just sat here basically the whole show.
I set up the show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't be on the air without me.
10 minutes of work.
You and this, commenting, making sure you didn't lose our license, all the things.
All those things. We're done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a great day, everybody. I'll be hungover tomorrow.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.